right there. I nearly moan out loud. Yes, harder, right there. Garland must have intuited my angst, because at that very moment, I feel his fingertips knead into my upper shoulders like a baker might bread. You're spasming here, he whispers, just loudly enough so I can hear him over the Enya. I feel my muscle involuntarily clench up and resist the very relief that I'm trying to offer it. This entire section of your back is in deep spasm, he repeats. We're going to have to do a lot of work on this today. I grunt and rearrange my face in the donut cushion so that I ideally won't look half alien when Garland is done. Not that he hasn't seen me at my worst before. Once, on my worst day, I devolved into sputtering sobs as his hands worked their way down my torso, releasing what he later told me was disturbed energy that came unjiggered through the power of massage. But still, it wasn't a look to which I aspired. Not least because, as my friends from Pilates informed me, Garland, with his sinewy forearms and espresso-colored hair, would occasionally put his hands in places where, perhaps, management wouldn't approve, but where my friends very much did. But I'd been seeing him every other week for nearly 4 months, and as of yet, nothing inappropriate at all. Which, in some ways, was a relief. Henry and I had met at 27, and for the past 7 years, there had been no one else. Nor had I truly wanted there to be. I was a wife. I was a good wife. And fantasizing about your masseur, no, fantasizing about anyone, was outside the bounds of what I characterized a good wife.